Another use method of transformation is to focus upon the image of a being who is of a prophet, teacher, guide, physically through a photograph or a picture or drawing of that being, that individual, or through a god, and you see, or a quality of what's called the gods or goddesses. And as you do, you push your attention on this, and you experience that being, and you move toward it, and these qualities unfold within oneself. It's very strong, it's very powerful. It also has a potential trap within that, and that is it could become idolatry. And idolatry is the substitution of anything for that which is of the real, of the highest of the ideal. So any form, no matter how high, no matter how good, no matter how beneficial, can become an idol in and of itself, and the stepping stone then becomes a barrier to going further. One has to be very careful within this, and if the practice is given to focus or concentrate on a picture or a photo, it should be done, or is generally done, if it's correctly done, in a rather limited way, only to impress the mind upon this, and gain this, until one gains a sense and feeling of the heart and light and behind it, the personality of the being. And then one lets go of that when one points toward the, when I say that, I mean they let go of the stepping stone of the image to the pointing toward the personality or quality of the being, and this stepping stone method is used in various traditions in which one loses themselves as going up a ladder, stage by stage, higher and higher to more expansive and more aware levels and of being. So one has within the tradition, the Islamic or Sufic tradition, of what is called fana, which is yielding and giving away of oneself toward experiencing oneself as something else. And in this case, one focuses on the photograph or image or picture just to strengthen that with, until one gets the quality and sense and feeling of their teacher. And then one puts away the form of it to minimize idolatry and getting caught in that external. And then even as they go further, they put aside the step of the teacher or guide to what that person may be focusing upon or to a higher level of being. So, and again, you're breaking the idol. Each step you take, each method you use becomes not only a stepping stone, but a possibility as of going up the ladder to become the ceiling and the idol that keeps you from going further. And so there's usually a very quick transforming, a quick movement from using any external form or picture as a reminder to creating that image within oneself, keeping that strong, that picture, that feeling, and is within one's heart. And the breath connects to that, and then the way you perceive it will depend on your own imagination, your own awareness, your own consciousness. You're tuning to that. Even when you speak with somebody or have an interaction or meditate, focus upon a being who is not in physical form, many times you will have a reaction or experience, or people have reactions and experiences in which they perceive the individual in a form. It's associated with that. Even though the body is gone and dissolved away perhaps a long time ago, They're still getting the intermediate perception through the form rather than through the direct experience of the being. And as they pay attention more to the spirit, then they become within that, they focus on that more and more, and they become of that. So the stepping stone, in terms of attunement and transformation, is one of placing your attention on the highest you can of the being that you are focusing upon, and then in the course of this, losing your sense of personality into that, and that becomes of you, and you become of that. Now, you don't lose yourself from the standpoint of you don't lose your personality completely. You gain an increase in personality, which includes the consciousness and awareness and the levels of realization and experience of this being within you. And so you grow and you become greater, you become more expansive. And a person who's guiding and knowing this becomes as a stepping stone, provides themselves as a means for you to make the connection to the higher. And in the course of this, this unfolds within yourself and you become of this. And then you can leave this person aside, so to speak, and eventually the guide may point you toward somebody else who is gone before, or a greater prophet, or a teacher, or somebody who has another quality or element, and you gain that also. Until as you move through this, and as you rise higher in the ladder of realization, remembering, transformation, becoming again, you get to that infinite being that exists, which in the Islamic tradition and Sufic work they call fana. The lila, fanafi, losing yourself in the reality of being. So these are stepping stones toward that process. This is the next method of transformation one can speak of. Now I'm going to read something in the following talk, which gives a more concrete method. And it's actually more detailed in terms of the transformation of yourself, focusing upon the unseen qualities, the elements of a personality, and it's using a form as a stepping stone more toward the real. It is akin to what we call fana fi shaykh, or losing oneself in the guide, and which is the, we'll say, the more immediate level of personality above oneself. And it's using a form in which one creates out of their own personality in a sense, and of themselves, limited only by their own conception, their own capacity, and it reflects what they are. And in so doing, of the development of this, the creating of this, one leaves the possibility of idolhood aside more and more. So this we'll be in the next one.